Hello, everybody, and welcome to Caffeination 018. Yes, that's Caffeination 18 for those of you out there keeping count. Well, I'd like to tell everybody we have a very special podcast for you lined up today. Today, we do not have our usual fare of unknown artists. No, we do not have our usual fare of pod-safe artists either. No, today, and today only, we have the 579th greatest rapper in the world, one of the originators of nerdcore hip-hop, the man who coined the terms, do you know he knows how to throw down? Yes, we are talking about MC Frontalot. Yes, he is here on this show. Well, not really, he just gave us permission to play his music. So I'd like to lead off with one of his seminal works. Yes, here we have Indier Than Thou from MC Frontalot.
I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people. Stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou.
I'm so indie that my shirt don't fit. You want to out loud?
Want to laugh? Yeah, why do you come so ill-equipped?
Because being all prepared to get on the mic is selling out, and I ain't even about to relinquish indie clout. I look confused like I just got out of bed. Rhyme style reflects this. I use my overdeveloped sense of irony to deflect this. Sissels exploding all around me. Unpromoted, don't know how you found me. Soundly situated in obscurity land. Famous in inverse proportion to how cool I am. And should I ever gone a triple-digit fan? You could tell me then there's someone I ain't India than. Indie I be, ain't an obscure rapper out there who be India than me. He's so indie, indie and how, come not near to me, for I be India than thou. He's so indie, indie indeed, if I were on an indie label, you could call me mainstream. He's so indie, indie I am, you're all the better for the front, a lot to leverage his brand.
I am sought of them that ask not for me, I am found of them that sought me not. These are a smoke in my nose.
Deep into my letterbox when I discovered fan mail for MC Front. It kinda hovered before my vision. I made a decision to open it up. It said,
yo, front a lot, you suck.
Ooh, I was worried for a second that I started to earn love, seeing all my indie points burned up. Next, you know, I'm meeting pop stars and stretched cars, doing the soundtrack for the Wendy's tie-in with Jar Jar. Paying my rent on time, owning things, suing Napster with my best friend Sting. It's like a nightmare, yep, cause that ain't nerdcore.
No.
Yes, I'm indie of an hour. And if you're slow on the uptake, I'll lay it out. Hipsterism is a religion to which you gotta be devout. You must be seen as in between, unpopular and hated, or else get excommunicated. He's so indie, indie I be, ain't an obscure rapper out there who be indier than me. He's so indie, indie and how, come not near to me, for I be indier than thou. He's so indie, indie indeed, if I were on an indie label, you could call me mainstream. He's so indie, indie I am, you're all the better for the front, a lot to leverage his brand. He's so indie.
Yes, everybody, that was nerdcore hip-hop great MC Frontalot, the 579th greatest rapper in the world by his own counting. You can find his CD, which recently dropped, Nerdcore Rising, at his website, www.frontalot.com. So if you want to know how to locate the front, that is how you do it, www.frontalot.com. Well, we'd like to thank him from the Caffeination for allowing us to play him on our podcast. It's the first time I've ever actually gone outside the PodSafe Music Network. There's a couple other smaller artists and individual artists I'd like to get into contact with and see if we can play their music. Hopefully some sales will generate from hearing their songs. So please, if you like Frontalot's music, just head on over to his website and pick up his CD. Alright, so everybody, please support indie music, even if it does happen to be indier than thou. We have a good bit of news for you today here in the Caffeination. We're going to talk about a couple stories which have cropped up recently. Talk a little bit about Microsoft. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the new products that are coming out and what we think of the Origami project, which recently dropped over the past couple month or so. I think I talked a little bit about it, but we're gonna expand upon that a little bit more. Then we're going to get another song from MC Frontalot before we head on out of here. Well, first thing I'd like to say, I'd just like to get this off my chest a little bit, but you know, I don't mind when people listen to the Caffeination and maybe pass on a story they heard to a friend. But it's getting a little ridiculous now. I mean, I don't know if I can go on Google's homepage, Google News, anymore and see another person using the Apple versus Apple story. I dropped this story on Sunday, another person broke it on Friday and Saturday, and there's been at least 15, 20 articles, everybody rehashing the same thing. Look, all you have to do is listen to the Caffeination, you get the whole story. I don't know where everybody's getting off just stealing my content like that. I mean, come on. Alright, all kidding aside here, the Apple and Apple thing, yeah, we know this is the third time they've sued, Apple has sued Apple. First time it was $80,000, second time they settled for $26 million, so this time it's probably going to be like $1.75 or something like that. So we're just going to let that go, we're not going to talk about it anymore. It's more big companies trading money, and it's not going to really affect us at all. We're not going to talk about Apple and the French. We're not going to talk about how Denmark has recently filed a similar law, which might actually turn into somewhat of a landslide thing, and the entire European Union might one day, the entire world might one day pass laws that say, no, our songs have to be able to be played on any music player. We're not going to talk about that. I mean, that's old hat. You don't need to know that. I'll tell you what you need to know. You need to know this, and all kidding aside here, but there is a major flaw in the Windows operating system right now, specifically in the Internet Explorer web browser. Yes, we are once again talking about a vulnerability in Internet Explorer that Microsoft has yet to patch. Now, it's not that I'm saying they're not trying, it's that they have not yet been able to patch this, and this requires no action on your part. This will automatically execute if you view a website with the vulnerability installed into it. So please, I've asked you before, please use Firefox, use Opera. If you feel the need that you simply must use Internet Explorer, turn off ActiveX controls. If you don't know how to do it, go to Google, type in turn off ActiveX controls, and there will probably be an explanation on how to do it. Go to the help file in Internet Explorer. You need to be proactive with these kind of things. You can't screw around with this kind of thing. This is a very serious exploit. There are currently third-party patches out there. That means people other than Microsoft have come up with a fix for it. But this is the first time that security experts are actually not saying that you should go out and patch your machine with these third-party ones. Last time there was an exploit out there, that was the WMF exploit. They said, yes, please apply the third-party patch. This time, I don't know if it was pressure from Microsoft over the last incident or what, but they are saying do not apply the third-party patches. Apparently, this goes a little bit deeper than the WMF exploit. So until we get a patch from Microsoft, and believe me, I will tell you as soon as I have a show right afterwards, but do not use Internet Explorer if you can help it. It is very dangerous to your computer's health. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, I'd just like to issue a friendly reminder to everybody that this April 1st, April Fool's Day 2006, 30 years ago that day, Apple Computers was founded in 1976, and there has been some speculation that they might release a new product line or have some kind of media event on that day. Now, there has been nothing official out of Apple. There's been no promotional materials or anything, so we don't know officially that they're going to do it. But there is some speculation, some credible rumors that I've seen, that they're going to be releasing some kind of product. Now, this is not... I don't know if they're not hyping it up just because of how much of a flop the iPod Hi-Fi was, and I still can't believe that I wasted as many brain cells as I did thinking about that, but you know, neither here nor there. Just keep your eyes and ears peeled right around the first of the month, and we'll see if anything comes about. Well, it would be very Jobsian if it did, you know. It would be very, it would definitely be a big deal if on the 30th anniversary all of a sudden they reinvented something, but I don't know. We'll all have to wait and see here. Alright, one more little story here on Apple. You might remember a couple episodes ago we talked about people blaming iPods for hearing loss and saying that, you know, it was Apple's fault that they were going deaf and parents were worried about their children and everything. And this kind of thing irritates me in general, that not the parents are worried about their children, but that, you know, nobody wants to take responsibility for anything. Hey, guess what? If you're turning something up so loud that your ears hurt, you might want to turn it back down a touch. I mean, I've listened to music probably obnoxiously loud at times, and my parents have yelled at me, I can hear it up here. You know what? You just turn it down. You have to realize that you're hurting yourself. If you don't, you're going to end up paying the price. And I know you can't get your hearing back, but you shouldn't expect somebody else to protect you from everything that you want to do to yourself. It's kind of like if you were going to sit there and clean a handgun loaded. Nobody's going to protect you from that. You have to realize you need to take the bullets out before you clean it. You know what I mean? Well, Apple's just released a free software update which allows you to limit the volume on your iPod. That's good enough. And then they also released another part of this update. Well, it's not a separate release, but it's the same thing, where parents can limit the volume on the iPods of their children through a pin system. See, you know how I see this one working? I see the kids, which are much more tech savvy than their parents, actually installing the software onto their parents' iPods and limiting them at like 3 decibels. So their parents constantly think they're going deaf and can't hear a damn thing on the iPod, and the kids just laugh their ass off. I think it's mainly in response to the fact that Apple actually has different decibel limits depending on which country the iPod is sold in. So, I mean, I think it should all kind of be the same. I think the limit's 100 decibels in France, and there's a whole bunch of class action lawsuits, which I really don't understand, because iPods simply aren't the only music player. If you're gonna start blaming people, you really need to start blaming yourself. You're hurting yourself. Alright, getting off my high horse just a little bit here. One of the more humorous stories that I've seen recently actually has to deal with one of my favorite companies here. Apparently, Google accidentally deleted its own blog, and for a short time, the blog was taken over by an external user. Apparently, one of the employees over at Google hit the delete key when he probably shouldn't have. Now the market analysts are all kind of freaking out a little bit, saying, oh, this shows that, you know, lack of confidence in the company, people are going to start selling off shares. Well, most of the people who originally invested in Google are probably techs who just happen to like the company. And then you have the people who are trying to ride the bandwagon. But still, most people, if you talk to a tech near you, if you aren't one, talk to one, and you'll realize people screw up all the time. Any tech will tell you this. Sometimes things just go wrong. Sometimes you have to accidentally trip over a power cord. It happens. You gotta get up, you move on. I mean, I feel really bad for Google. They've had a lot of mistakes over the past couple weeks. But you know what? Maybe it's a little bit of growing pains. Maybe they got too big too quick, but I don't think so. I mean, people like to underestimate them, but I think they're doing pretty good. I think they have I think they're going to get better with this. I think they have a lot of interesting things they're trying to all meld into one Google image here. The thing that which I see the least amount of integration so far, other than the fact that they finally put a search box into it, is Blogger. I would love to be able to link my Gmail account with my Blogger account and have them use the same information. I mean, I know that it's getting more and more towards a centralized system, but I've been trying Google Pages out recently. I got in on that beta before they shut down the sign up the first time. It's a pretty interesting concept. They have a lot of interesting concepts in the work. Things are coming out of beta slowly, but I mean, people have to realize beta just means that all the work isn't done yet. They don't feel like they can call it a finished product. So when people are sitting there bad-mouthing Gmail, oh, it was down yesterday, you have to realize this is beta. That's what beta means. Beta means that it isn't done yet. So when it's done, then you can complain. You know, people just expect that it's up. So there's a couple more interesting things coming out from Google in the near future. I know they're going to be expanding Google Pages so that you can actually design full websites, not just one page at a time, which should be interesting. They're also going to do something called GSpace or GDrive, where you're going to be able to use the storage inherent in your Gmail account as a kind of external hard drive. I know a couple different programs out there actually do that. What they basically do is create a blank message on your account there and upload files to them as attachments. It's kind of a half-assed way of doing it. I mean, when you really look at it, you should probably create them as a draft, so at least that way they don't show up in your inbox. So, I don't know. It's one other thing we have to keep our eye on, but apparently Google's blog was taken over by an external user for a short amount of time. Hey, happens to the best of us. I'd like to make a special, somewhat sad announcement. Today was a day without coffee. Yes, I know, some of you are currently gasping, some of you are stunned and in disbelief. I'd like to observe a moment of silence, please. Yes, this morning as I was getting ready, I thought to myself, you know what? I should bring that brand new batch of freshly ground, fair trade Colombian coffee with me this morning. I do not have any coffee left in work. This would make the perfect start to my day once I settle myself into my office. And I completely forgot about it thereafter. When I get into work and I turned around to fire up my Mr. Coffee maker, I had nothing. I looked around, I had instant coffee, but I just wasn't in the mood for it. I could have gone out to one of the many fine trucks on the campus of the university for which I work. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. It wasn't the same. There's somewhat of a ritual associated with coffee. You have to measure out the proper amount. You have to feel and interact with the aroma. And then you finally taste it. You sip, you chug, you enjoy every last bit of that Java goodness. And I couldn't do that this morning. No, because I, ladies and gentlemen, am a moron. So what did I do? I did what any other red-blooded American would do. I immediately turned to tea. Yes, over the past weekend I bought a thing of English breakfast tea. So I decided today's a good day to try it. Due to my reading from the last caffeination, I know that breakfast tea is one of the black teas, much like oolong tea. Has a high amount of caffeine in it, has a good, strong, robust flavor, somewhat like Earl Grey, but a little bit less mild, or a little bit more mild. So, I'd figure I'd give it a shot. Now, this is how I brew tea. Do you want to know? What I do is I take 3 tea bags for an entire pot of water. I take 1 tea bag, place it directly in the center where the coffee filter would go, and then I place 2 tea bags hanging off the side into the actual pot of coffee. I pour it into the coffee maker, and I let it do its business. Every time I do this, I get a perfectly brewed pot of tea. So I don't know how anybody else would go about making large quantities of tea, but that's just how I roll. So, that's what we existed on today until I had lunch at around 2:45 today. I went across the street to the sushi truck, and they have one of my favorite beverages of late, which is a canned Starbucks-like beverage. You know how Starbucks has those double shots, Frappuccino little canned things? Not too much of a fan of those, but I decided to give this a shot. It's called a Coffee Boss. It's a strange-looking can of milky-looking liquid. It has more caffeine in it than I think I've ever had in any drink. I had the espresso flavor today. Again, wonderful. I've had the French roast, the espresso, and the dark roast variety, I believe. And I'm going to take a picture of it the next time I get a can of it. And you should all find a way to enjoy this. I'm going to search around online, see if I can find a link to the actual company's site. Might be in Mandarin, but I'm sure you'll all love it. So, that just about wraps it up here for today's Caffeination. So I'd like to bring our friend MC Frontalot back for his final number for this episode. I'd like to play here Charity Case. In it, he pleads for people to buy his CD so that he can get food. So please head on over to www.frontalot.com and support this great man. So again, here's MC Frontalot with Charity Case.
Man, I tried to dodge fans, but they keep swarming. MC Frontalot's heart's huge, let's have a housewarming. I love you so damn much, I'll sell your CDs. I'm greedy to get loved back like Ali Sheedy. In war games, I got more sayings and turns of phrase in my communist handbook than in my damn what I do with my ledger. I'll never get paid now. That distributor promised me checks, but didn't say how he was gonna locate the front. It's the anonymity I'm a little busy, bit late to shun. Hate to run, can't be tardy to my rally. Art must be free, is the decree. The finale is my lecture on the evils of the RIAA. Have they gonna sue you every single time you hit play? Delay must revolt. What's that you say? Kids are pirating the front a lot. Oh no, I got betrayed. It's true. Front a lot's destitute. I need you to buy my CD so I can buy food. It's true. Front a lot's destitute. I need you to buy my CD so I can buy food. I've been a charity case to my fan base for years, in tears at my show. Somebody buy me a ride home. Now I got something I could barter for services. Yo, don't let the major labels get word of this. I'm girderless, free falling towards riches. Gonna sell so many CDs that I can afford britches and a shirt and a hat to go with it. I get specific, cause my fantasy is that vivid. I'm gonna buy gadgets that don't do anything but beep and blink. Then I'll go out in public and buy drinks, but it's contingent on your pony enough. Wait, you got my record on BitTorrent? Fuck! Seems like there's no DRM, but I'll explode your computer like Cobra Dunta. G.I. Joe on the episode about computer viruses. Oh look, there's the ledger overflowing with minuses. My spinelessness in the face of the starvation projected by my cash flow erodes the hesitation I once harbored as regards the tune bending. If only the nerd kid's aversion to spending money on data got inverted somehow, I'd be making my way through all the dollars with the plow. But instead I'm down on the ground on my knees begging y'all to believe my CD isn't free. It's true, front a lot's destined to. I need you to buy my CD so I can buy food. It's true, front a lot's destined to. I need you to buy my CD so I can buy food.
Bulldog needs food badly.
Clearly it's a popsicle. Were you gonna finish it, or were you gonna throw it out? Because if you were going to throw it out, then I would eat the rest of it. I was just saying. But if you're not going to throw it out, then, you know, go ahead and, I mean, you should finish it quickly, because it's dripping. And you're wasting it, I mean. And it is, you know, it's lime, which is, like, my favorite flavor of popsicle.
Thanks once again to MC Frontalot for allowing us to play his music here at the Caffeination. Well, this just about wraps it up here for the Caffeination 018, so Caffeination 18 signing out here. You can find this podcast at www.caffeination.com, and you can also email us at caffeination@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing your user comments, listener feedback, audio comments. If you have them, you can attach them, or you can head on over to our website and record an audio comment right there. So, yeah, that just about wraps it up here. Thanks for listening, everybody, and stay caffeinated, people.